This week in West Virginia history, Henry Schmalbach was born in Germany on November 12, 1844. When he was a child, he and his family immigrated to Wheeling. By the time he was a young adult, Schmalbach had become one of the city's most successful businessmen, selling retail groceries and wholesale liquor. In 1881, he purchased Wheeling's Nail City Brewery. By the next year, he changed its name to Schmalbach Brewing and increased the plant's annual output to 200,000 barrels of beer. Schmalbach was one of the many German immigrants who turned Wheeling into an important brewing center in the late 1800s. He was a bit of a business renaissance man. He served as president of the Wheeling Bridge Company and the German Bank, which is now WestBanco. He also built a popular amusement park in South Wheeling to boost the number of customers for his streetcar company. His inclined railway could carry as many as 1,200 passengers an hour up a steep hill to Mozart Park. And in 1904, he started construction on the state's first high-rise office building. Henry Schmalbach died in Wheeling in 1915 at the age of 70. For more information on Henry Schmalbach, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.